Yoshi Shimatsu joins us this hour. Yoshi, of course, is with us every Monday along with Dana Durnford, but it's been so hell on wheels lately that we've postponed our Fukushima reports, and actually we've been drifting into more and more of the bigger picture, the political, international, geopolitics of this whole thing, and they're crucial. They're really important, and they are intrinsically tied to Fukushima, radiation, our early demise, and many other things that we've been talking about for over, well over five. God, you know what, Yoshi, it's going to be 6 years.
It's coming up, yeah. It's hard to believe that we've survived this long, particularly myself, you know. And one of the reasons I've been in New Zealand, I went down to New Zealand to try to find the opposite of Japan, you know, place a little bit where I could eat fish, things like that, things I used to do 6 years ago. Which I can't do anymore. Look around at the seaweed and things, you know, it's sort of a longing for my homeland, which is basically devastated beyond repair in my lifetime and probably in many lifetimes.
No doubt.
New Zealand was a refreshing break. But as soon as I landed, I was interrogated by customs. There's a thing called Line 4. I was put into Line 4. There was a Russian lady there and some dodgy Chinese businessman. And then they said, wow, we have a whole lot on you. So, you know, I thank them. I really appreciate the fact that you are a follower.
We have a whole lot on you?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
And then, you know, and said, there's a whole lot of stuff on you. And I said, yeah, well, I write a lot for Rants and other shows on stuff. And, you know, another place, Japan Times, and, you know, I have a whole background of writing. Well, you know, delving into controversies. So this is in New Zealand, right?
Jeez.
We're a sheep country. Yeah. But then it turns out I had no idea what's going on. I said, I'm just shaking my head, man. You know, what possibly do they think I'm an anthrax terrorist or something? I mean, what possibly could I have done to offend this, you know, nice, peaceful... You know,
you're one of
the
world's great environmental writers. A true journalist. And what the hell is wrong with them? You know, I understand that the Zionists, they control...
Then I'm in Auckland, and I'm in Auckland. My hobby is to take photos of used bookstores and stop by, you know, because I used to do that when I was in college, both at, you know, undergrad and then later at journalism school in Berkeley. I used to trade books, you know, because you come across all people throwing out books at yard sales, and then you can trade them at bookstores from some pretty good old volumes that would be otherwise neglected or, you know, sent to some incinerator somewhere. So that's a hobby of mine. So in Auckland, I'm at this bookstore, and I see this poster, you know, a protest against the USS Sampson, the first visit of an armed U.S. naval vessel in the last 32 years. And I said, here I am gobsmacked. No wonder they're harassing me. They must have thought I came here to organize a protest.
How funny.
Yeah, I guess,
how
this
weird.
New Zealand had a non-nuclear policy that started in the 80s, okay?
Yeah,
they won't let in nuclear vessels, nuclear weapons. And that's when that Greenpeace vessel, Rainbow Warrior, was blown up for protesting the Mururo, the French atomic blast there in gorgeous Pacific until it was blown apart. So that it all came out of that era, which I reported actually in the Japan Times. You know, we had a report. One of my cameraman was down there in Tahiti, you know, to go after the Mururo thing. So I'm very intimately. I said, oh my gosh, you know, the timing is perfect. In fact, the protests will be later this week. You know, so I said, gosh, you know, It really looks like, you know, that's what I'm doing here. You know, it's coming down here with a bullhorn to raise hell about nuclear. And it would make total, you know, no, I came here to eat some lamb and some fish, you know, drink some beer without fear, drink some wine. You know, basically live without fear for a while. Okay.
At least they didn't waterboard you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they were tempted. If I'd come in this week, they probably would have it. And I'm just glad they didn't blame me for setting off that second earthquake in Christchurch, because I was through there too, you know. But anyway, the odd thing about New Zealand, very quickly, is I thought it was perfectly safe. The furthest south you can get away from even Australia, which produces uranium, you know, a lot of rainfall, close to the Antarctic Sea, you know, the Antarctic and the Southern Sea, Southern Ocean, so. And then lo and behold, I'm at New Plymouth, which is on the west coast facing Australia. I said, maybe it's a little dangerous here. I should be a little cautious. I'm walking along the shore. You know, so I take a measurement, 0.0, really low. Okay, I said, no problem. There's offshore oil wells, nothing to worry about in this country. But then at Christchurch, I decided to take a day, take a bus out to Sumner, which is a beach area. That's a place where you see these gigantic landslides in the pictures coming out of Canterbury. Because they built houses on these cliffs and they fell down, you know, like, uh-huh. 50 yards down. Amazing sight. But I was taking pictures and I said, and it's all sand out there. No rock. In sandstone, in the volcano, you don't see much rock. There's no uranium in there. And I get double the reading. This is on the east coast facing the Pacific. And I said, what the heck? You know, and I take it for a kilometer. I'm taking reading. Yeah, it confirms every time. It's consistent 0.08. Not dangerous yet. Let's say two-thirds of the way up to the old safety level in Japan. So, but high for New Zealand. Then, you know, I had to go see the Antarctic Sea. You know, I've written articles for you that you posted on the Arctic issue. The crack-up of the ice cap and the problem with the polar bears. And it's all related to Dana Dernford's work, right? I mean, this is the Arctic, sort of the Arctic and what we call the subarctic region, okay? This is all part of this Fukushima contamination area. So I said, I've never seen the Antarctic, never been close to it before, so this is my great chance. I go to Invercargill, way on the south, settled by Scottish people. And there's a place called Bluff where the oysters come from, which is the southernmost point on the main, south island. There's two islands, north island side, on the south island, southernmost point. So I'm directly facing the Antarctic Sea. And then I whip out my dosimeter, and then we're going up to 0.14. This is above the Japan safety limit. And along the water, it doesn't make any sense. Because the water along Fukushima, the water itself is not that high, you know, but this has got hot water there, you know. And I'm saying, what the heck is going on? True, this, you can see the rock, it's pitch black, so it's from Gondwana land, the original continent. I know about this, like my work in the Gobi Desert, that was part of Gondwana land too, the Indian Peninsula brought that up, smashed into that area. So Gondwana land rock, and there's some uranic rock there. But it could not account for the high levels in the water. Okay, on the ground, but not in the water. So I wrote this article that appeared in, you know, Rants that you ran, and I got a response from a radiation expert in New Zealand. He said, yeah, there's a lot of radiation in New Zealand now. There's three reactors in the small research reactors in the country, and there's been leakage. But also, he just randomly measured because it's the biggest importer of Japanese used cars.
I didn't know that. High radiation
levels.
Hot cars. Damn.
Two Hondas and two Isuzus. High radiation level. So the used cars are coming from Japan and they're hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then at the time when I was down there on the Antarctic Sea, looking at the sea, I'm thinking, man, is it Britain? Is it France? Is it the U.S.? Britain's got Canada. The U.S. is a huge country. France also. France has got all these colonies. So they all have places to sort of hide their nuclear waste. Which country doesn't have that kind of land mass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Which country sends big ships down to the Antarctic? Ships that have, Sea Shepherd have chased, and Sea Shepherd admitted.
Yep.
The fleet disappeared. The Japanese whaling fleet disappeared. We don't know where it is. They've turned off their radios, okay? We don't know where they are.
That's against the international convention at sea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, law of the sea, every international convention in the world. To bring nuclear waste and dump it off.
Oh, you think that? Do we have any proof of this? This is not good.
What I'm saying is, look, I'm trying to say, I take these measurements. It's hot on the South Island, on the east side, the southeast side, where it should not be hot.
Got it.
The other part facing Australia, which should be a little warmer, is not. So the baseline is very low.
Uh-huh.
How in the hell does the water get radioactive in New Zealand down there unless someone's dumping? And, you know, our Antarctic Sea is huge, okay? It's it's you know, it's 1,000 kilometers across, it's 800 miles across or more, 1,000 miles. It's a vast sea, going in circles. How do you contaminate anything that big? Where would the source of that much plutonium and uranium be?
Right.
Who goes down there to deliver? And you've seen the back of these whaling vessels, right? They're like ramps with forklifts.
Yes.
Can pull up, and winches that can pull up whales.
Yep.
Just as easy to use a winch and a forklift to push down a container of plutonium.
God.
So now we know why they go off, why they go radio dead. If they're hunting whales, they have to be in communication with each other, right? The ships, they have to coordinate. How can they just go dead for 2 weeks and Sea Shepherd can't find them down there? What are they doing? Well, I tell you what they're doing. It's obviously the Japanese are doing the same thing they did to the Japan Trench, the Philippine Trench, that is contaminating the U.S. They're dumping, high-level containers.
Oh, no, this is disgusting.
Into the Antarctic.
This is
it's
really
going to kill
disgusting.
All the penguins. I mean, I hate to say it. I wish the Environmental Movement, World Wildlife Fund, would get off their butts and investigate. Now all the penguins are doomed, the seals down there, everything. This is mass environmental destruction. And you got to understand the irony for me. Here I come to the other end of the planet to get away from Fukushima, and here it is like slapping me in the head like a whale's tail, like Moby Dick's tail, okay? Slapping me in the head here. Okay, of all places, right? I'm at the end of the earth, at Land's End. And here, I'm facing this same monster, okay? I can't get away from it, right? In New Zealand, nice, peaceful country.
Unreal.
Yeah. Sheep farms, dairy farms.
These people who said, we have a file on you or a lot of stuff on you, did they have it, like, stacked in front of them, or was it just a verbal
thing?
No.
It was right online. They were just reading everything. They had all kinds. They're asking me a lot of questions. They had all the facts and details.
Could you see the screen? Could you see the screen?
No. But you could see, the guy was nearly smiling that they had the goods, so much on me. So they're obviously devoted fans of Rats.com. Anyway, so as a result, I felt a little bit, less than hospitably invited there,
And I would think.
I decided, I've enjoyed the meat pies. I've really enjoyed the scenery. It's a great country. I'd love to live anywhere in that country except, facing the Fukushima radioactivity, which hopefully won't increase, but I'm sure it will as it bubbles up over time.
Wow.
And, and also, I needed to write that article, so I felt, I don't participate in the protest. Let them know this is not my intention to raise hell down there. The U.S. Navy, that's their problem, they've got to stop that. It's not, I can't do a hell of a lot about that.
Wait, and what kind of container is not going to rust over time? Oh, they all will.
That's what happened in Somalia. The Italian mafia in the 80s, after Italy voted to go non-nuclear after Chernobyl, they dumped shiploads off Somalia, created a hotspot, washed up in the 2004 tsunami. They found it. Soon as the government of Somalia started to realize what happened, that's when all the guns came in, from London.
Shut them up.
All the, new firearms.
Yeah.
Somali pirates' problems started. The government was displaced, dislodged, and the country was divided, so no word would get out. That's why people haven't heard. There's no outcry.
I'll be damned.
UN's done nothing.
U.S.
done
sickening.
Nothing. Yeah, there's like whole ships were sunk there. They
criticized
the Scandinavian ships.
Let me ask you another question.
Old ones.
All right, here's a question.
Yeah.
Isn't there some place on this planet that we could dig and create an enormous repository for the world's nuclear waste that would be safe? Relatively speaking. It's better. You don't put it in the ocean. That's for damn sure.
No. Germany's got these salt mines that they're doing it in these huge underground salt mines.
Yeah.
Which are very solid, really solid. So Germany's doing it. They're responsibly taking care of their own. Australia is talking about doing it because they're uranium exporters. So they have to get rid of their own waste so they can. And they're talking about bringing, basically selling storage space to other countries. So it won't be cheap.
Yeah.
It's got to be cool. The WIPP down in New Mexico, obviously that wasn't well done. It's in bedrock down there, but there was an accident, a fire down there. So, and for Japan, the problem is this wastewater. There's no reason. We store water in tunnels in Japan. There's massive tunnels under some of the major rivers.
Really? These are man-made tunnels?
Gigantic ones, yeah. They're the biggest tunnels. You can take two, three trains through there. And we store water in case of drought because
Were they designed for that purpose?
Yeah. We have water shortage, severe water shortage in the 80s. So whenever there's a massive storm, we filter the water and send it down in these tunnels. So, but, you know, the Japanese government hasn't done that because there's been a deliberate policy not to do that. You know, they want to contaminate the United States and, you know, in Canada, punish the United States for what happened in World War II. You know?
Now, that's
so
obvious.
There's a deliberate criminal mentality behind not putting the water in the tunnels because we have the world's greatest tunnel machines. Mitsubishi makes these fantastic ones used all around the world.
What kind of machines are they? I'm sorry, what?
Mitsubishi. They're these gigantic, sort of these round diamond edge blades. Yeah.
Oh, for the tunnel borers. Okay.
Yeah, they can just easily tunnel through rock, the hardest rock. It's amazing, these machines, how fast they work. But they won't do that because they want to basically destroy the American people. I mean, I don't know how to put it any other way. And that's an issue I think Donald Trump's got to look at. You know, before I said I think the problem of the relationship with Mexico is a major national security issue, probably the major, because there's, you know, territorial claims, cultural claims. There's a lot of hotheads on the Mexican side.
Right.
And, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of rednecks on the American side. So it's a recipe for disaster, you know. But, you know, immediately, you know, that's our longer-term issue, but the immediate problem Trump's got to face is this undeclared nuclear war by the Shinzo Abe regime against the United States, refusing to store their nuclear waste, their nuclear water, and dumping in the Pacific. You know, it's a deliberate refusal. Basically, they could have done it. They had the means to do that, and they basically sabotaged. They came up with nonsensical, you know, not solutions, what do you call it, nonsensical delay tactics, you know, trying to filter the way all of them. They knew all that would fail.
Sure.
They have done nothing. And at this point, we've got to say it's deliberate. You know, they've had 5.5 years to do that.
Okay, so.
And everything has failed.
Fukushima emissions at this point, you feel are deliberate. Not the actual mechanism, but the fact that they haven't.
They drained the most high-level radioactive tanks have been drained.
They're empty.
It's got to be.
Sure, yeah. I don't believe there's anything in there.
Tanks. So therefore, you know, and they did it quietly. They even sort of hinted at it after it was done. So they didn't warn the world. They didn't say anything. You know, the IAEA, they control. Head of it is Japanese. You know, they're bribing people off there. So there's, it has to be, you know, at a certain point, it's no longer because, you know, like you laugh about we're 5.5 years on. You know, there's a certain point when chaos and all, you know, because there's been these quiet interludes, there's been plenty of time now, there's plenty of policy, there's been a lot of planning, and there is absolutely no intention to contain the water. And this is what I think, remember, like, right after the crisis, when we first, you know, I first came on your station, I said, we have to contain the radioactivity.
Absolutely. You know? You should
It is wrong to send this out to the rest of the world. We have to contain it. Once we let it out, we can't get it back in. Containment is the only thing we can do. It's the only way to, you know, prevent this disaster from going global. And it's our only way actually to deal with this disaster, to, you know, develop the technologies to extract the nucleotides and so on. So that was clear from the beginning. You know, I'm no scientific genius. You know, I didn't graduate in physics. I was in chemistry. But it's obviously very simple common sense they haven't done. And so I think Trump, you know, Shinzo Abe is barging in on Trump on Thursday. He's doing a New York stopover on his way to Peru.
He's forcing his way into Trump's schedule, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And this is outrageous because Trump doesn't have a cabinet yet.
No.
You know, Trump's main issues now is listening to American, his supporters, American people.
Well, obviously he's doing it so he can go home and say, I was the first head of state to meet with the president-elect of the United States. Abe's doing it as an ego trip.
It's an ego trip, but he'll tell the Japanese people. Well, Trump nodded when I said you should support the TPP.
Yeah,
Trump
yeah.
smiled when I said you had to keep the U.S.-Japan alliance. You know, and then Abe's already said, well, we don't want to be... Trump says, why don't you go develop your own nuclear bomb? Because Trump knows darn well Japan's had a secret nuclear bomb program there in Fukushima.
Uh-huh.
So do it openly, where at least we can watch you and monitor this thing. And Abe doesn't want to do that. Of course he doesn't want an open nuclear program, because he needs plausible deniability, because I've always argued the nuclear bomb has nothing to do with deterring China or the North Koreans. It's always been aimed at the Americans. So you have to deny the existence of a program so you can have a false flag attack against America. Okay?
Yeah.
And this is no longer false flag. They are America is under massive attack.
Oh,
you know, the whole country has been irradiated, basically. You know, every time it rains, it's raining from Fukushima. You know, so Trump, I think, needs to put Abe in his place and just tell him, no, I'm busy putting together my cabinet. I understand your positions. I don't agree with them, so there's no point in us discussing it. You know? And I'll put you on my schedule when I've got time and when I'm president. I mean, that's what Trump should be saying.
I agree. Wrote up a nice piece, and we put it up at Rents, and we also had it put on Trump's Facebook page, so they'll see it.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Because, you know, Pence may go out to the airport and meet him and say, we're sorry, we're busy, thank you for your concern, goodbye. You know, I mean, that's it. But very, very clearly, Shinzo Abe is in the other side of the tennis net there, in the other side of the ball court. Supports TPP. Yeah, wants
sure
to keep
does.
Exporting Toyotas to America. Yeah, wants to keep crushing GM and Ford. Yeah, Ford is all being stanched there. Yeah, I mean they're not selling cars in Japan or Asia because the Japanese have basically can control the market through financing and every other thing, trade rules, all that. So the American industry is being crushed in Japan. They're being invaded by the Japanese who have free reign. Toyota's been given like the keys to the town, right? The golden keys to every town in America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's unfair trade. Okay, and then
we have to take a break, Yoshi. But there really is no common ground between these two men at all. And
policy differences.
It's
the max.
Really silly. Hold on a second. We'll come right back.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
All right, we're back with Yoshi, and let me tell you, I don't know anyone listening out there, at any time during the campaign did I hear Fukushima or radiation mentioned. I don't think anyone mentioned it. No accident, no coincidence. I don't think they touched it. They want nothing to do with it. Nothing. Don't ask, don't tell. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, I'm not too depressed about it, because at least Trump came out against this climate theory and realizes that right now, the use of carbon-based fuels is not the worst thing in the world right now for the planet. You know that.
Absolutely
we have other
no.
problems, so.
No. No.
So he's obviously clued there, and that policy can help spring this whole nuclear issue. And I think we should be agitating for the next head of the Department of Energy instead of this guy Stephen Chu or Ernest Moniz, follow the money Moniz to there's a nuclear physicist, working with DOE.
Yeah.
We need someone from outside. So I think we should try to get a nomination for Arne Gundersen. Arne Gundersen should be the head of the Department of Energy. You know, he's taking a principled stand. He knows his stuff. He knows people in the industry. You know, over at the Japan Embassy, put in someone like Richard Wilcock, environmentalist, has been steadily nuclear foe.
I'd rather see
the issues there in Japan. Yeah, so
I'd rather
that's
see.
The team we need.
I'd rather see Yoichi Shimatsu.
Well, I should be an outside critic, I suppose. You know, because but anyway, yeah, whatever. Okay, I mean, there have to be people at the nuclear desk in state, the proliferation desk, who understand why we have to go non-nuclear.
Right.
There needs to be a change of policy, and we should be pushing for that, because, you know, we sure as hell have done a lot of the homework for the Trump people, you know, when they were in a tight spot with this Khazir Khan and all that, you know. So we've sort of hauled their wood and, you know, fetched their pails of water.
You got it.
I think they do owe something for the people who, you know, held out against this climate, you know, the bogus aspect. You know, I've always said I'm not entirely against climate theory. I do think there's too much carbon, but it's not like a super pressing issue as they present it, as a one sort of the one horse issue. No,
it's not a crisis.
You know,
no,
the environment is a very complicated issue. Lots of threats out there, and we've got to take each as they are, you know, each one as they are, and not try to create an ideology. You know, it's a very practical business.
Yoshi, you know, the methane hydrate issue may be more important than carbon. That's a big deal. And it's coming up in the Arctic now, and it's coming up.
It's bubbling out the ground. You know. And a lot of various organisms that we haven't seen might have killed past species, you know. So we don't know what's coming out of the ground now that nuclear has destroyed the Arctic region, opened the ozone hole. But the main thing is we got to contain the nuclear bandits out of Japan, the Fukushima gang and Abe. They've got to go. They've got to be put out. And Trump's just got to give them a schedule. Let's say, you know, we're giving you 2.5 years to address this, okay? And this is what we want to see every month. And just lay it out to them and say, you're going to do this. We don't care about money. Because you can just cut your foreign aid and whatever else. You can cut the size of your government. The Bank of Japan's been throwing money away. Just tell them to pump up the money, okay? You're going to do this. I don't think it's asking. This is no longer, you know, when someone's got a gun to your head, just shot your daughter, okay? Do you ask them, please? No, you take the gun away and you knock them to the ground and said, you know, you're going to walk over there to the jail or I'm going to shoot you right here. I mean, this has got to be like, you know, we can't. There's no more gentlemanliness in this. You know, America is being destroyed. Okay, American people, their children are being
this
destroyed.
This audience may understand that, but 99% of Americans have no idea, Yoshi, none. And I'm wondering
he's talking about the wall, okay? The wall along the Mexican border. Well, there's no way you're going to put up a wall across the Pacific, okay? So you've got to get Japan to stop this.
I wonder
you're going to stop this on your territory. You're going to do it. Start doing it now, this hour, and this is how you're going to do it. And we're giving you a timetable. And if you fail, you know, we got a lot of American troops.
What a great leadership
in and around Japan
achievement that would
so
be.
So next government will come in. If we have to shepherd in another government who will do it, we will. I mean, it's got to be like that. This is survival. America's survival at stake. 6 years is way too long. This has been an atrocity. You know, and, you know, the cancer cases, population climate.
Well, now we have cancer cells floating around in the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic, by the way, that are actually infectious. This is unheard of. It's unprecedented.
Yeah.
No one's talking about it. It's combined to the bivalve community. The mollusks and clams, but it doesn't matter because it's floating in the water. Now, who's to tell me that it's not contagious to human beings? Who's done the research? Nobody.
Exactly. There's no research. Absolutely not. I mean, if it's a cell, it should be able to attack, especially if you're a surfer or something like that, or a sailor.
Absolutely.
Coming up in the water.
Of course.
You're just sucking it in. It's in your lungs. You know, it's perfect breeding ground for viruses, bacteria, whatever. So why shouldn't a cancer cell implant there? So, I mean, we're talking about this is the worst threat to the United States. And if it's not contained, like in the Trump administration, there will be no United States. You know, just hand over the keys to Mexico. Let them take over. Okay? I mean, I hate to put it that way, you know, maybe we shouldn't have a wall. Maybe, you know, we need all the Mexicans just to take over all of North America because they can keep pumping people out of the South. No, no joke, out of South America.
No, that's you're
just
talking demographics.
Here,
I got it.
Give them everything because you've just lost the country because all your people are dead. Okay? They're dying or dead or dying. And it's going to be Mexicans that are going to be wheelchairing them around and giving them the last rites. Yeah? So unless we deal with Fukushima, everything else is lost. It's basically a joke. The whole country, the population.
And what is the Abe regime doing about Fukushima right now? What new, bold scientific initiatives are they pushing?
Pump it out. They're just draining the tanks. I mean, there's just a huge rainstorm 2 days ago. Another rainstorm, more being pushed out. He's doing nothing scientifically. Just, you know, he's doing the same science he did, right? He sends these whaling ships down to the Antarctic to do scientific studies. What science have they ever used on the humpbacks that are keeling off the California coast?
Right.
Not one bit, not one grant, not one scientist coming over. There's no science. You know, this is a massacre. You know, you don't need science for a massacre. So I hope Trump begins to wake up and see the immediacy of this threat and that the clock is ticking down, you know, that they don't have time.
He's got to have a science advisor. He has to have talked about this. He has to have. But they don't want to go public with it.
I'm sure he
knows. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, the energy industry's got to make its choices. If he gives them a bailout on oil and gas, they've got to give something in back, and that's going to be nuclear. We got to end the nuclear regime. You know, it's a useless form of power. Everyone knows how inefficient, expensive, what a waste it is.
It has never been profitable for anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
Is there any way that we could actually shut these, decommission these plants down, which, by the way, you have to maintain them at a great expense forever?
Yeah.
Is there any way we could shut them all down and truly make the world a better place? Yes.
Well, most of that uranium came from Canada, so Canada's going to have to open up some territory for a repository. That's why, you know, why do we all have
there
to look
go.
At the United States?
There you go.
Yeah, look at the guy who sold you the uranium very happily. Take the money, right? You know, you tell him take it back now. I mean, you know, make America great again. You know, America can push its weight around. Said you sold us this bad goods, you take it back. And they said, well, you know, where's the contract? We said, there is no contract. You know, the contract begins with the first shipment that goes out. This is how Americans got to learn to talk again, you know? We're not taking nonsense. We're going to save the American
people. Well,
that's
what Trump said. He said Americans have to learn to be winners again. Winners.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't just get pushed around by every wimpy bureaucrat in the world, in Europe, the British Empire or wherever, you know, the Japan,
right.
China. You can't just be pushed around. You got to stand up and survive. And as I said, by the end of the Trump 4 years or 8 years, there may not be an American people left to defend anymore. I mean, you know,
this sounds almost like science fiction. But if people have been listening to us for any of these years we've been doing this, they'll know that this is not a joke. That the North Pacific is dead. Nothing can be eaten out of the North Pacific. Do you know how much food that has been taken out of the general foodstuffs and food supplies?
Yeah.
Huge. Almost incalculably huge. It's over.
Yeah. It's over. I mean, 7 days ago, I was down, or 8 days ago, I was down in the Antarctic Sea, you know, on the Southern Ocean. And it's radioactive down there. I mean, forget it. I mean, there is no hope anymore. New Zealand is not a hope. Where to, folks? Yeah, where to, folks? All the other planets
nowhere to
are radioactive.
Run. Yeah? Nowhere to hide.
I mean, there's nowhere to hide. We got to face this monster now. And it's just wimpy little Japan. You got to say, big America, the tough guys, the U.S. Marine Corps, just say, do it. You're not going to kill us. Yeah, this sort of, what do you call that, sociopathic passive aggression. We will not take your passive aggression anymore. Okay, we're tough guys. We're gonna, you know, we did it before, we beat you before, we can do it again easily. Now you quit trying to stab us in, well, not even in the back, you know. I mean, what's amazing, Obama has just accepted this because we know what Obama thinks to the majority of American people. You know, they're a bunch to get rid of. Hillary Clinton said it already, right?
You got it.
She's already, these are people she wants to wipe off the blackboard, okay? And Fukushima was one of the instruments for doing that. They love Japan, those guys, for doing this, yeah? For wiping out the American population, yeah? these are brutal truths. You know, these are just
they're
brutal,
terrible truths.
Honestly,
we're not seeing.
Look it in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell Mitsubishi and IHI, just say, get those tunnelers out there. You're going to store this stuff. And if you have to evacuate most of Japan, tough crap. You know, that was your decision, not ours. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I wanted you to get nuclear, but you did it on your own volition.
Of course they
did.
We
offered it to a lot of other countries who
That's
said no.
Right.
You took it so eagerly, right?
That's right. What is going on with Tokyo, as far as you know? They're still finding hot spots all over the place, and they're just not talking
of course,
about it, right?
That's what this business of moving the rowing venue, I've said this on your show, and I sent stuff, and you know, I made some video about it, which will come out this summer. Basically, the island, the rowing venue is in sort of this channel in the middle of this huge island. But the island was made from ash from Fukushima. All the plastic and wood from Fukushima was burned at this incinerator plant right there. And outside the plant, they built this huge island. Now, right down the middle of that island is the rowing venue. It is like a microwave oven for the athletes there. Equestrian is supposed to be, horses supposed to be there. Mountain biking is supposed to be there. So the governor of Tokyo says, we've got to move it. She just says, it's expensive. Well, it's not expensive because the thing's already been built. You know? It's not that expensive. But she won't dare come out and say, because the place is hot as a microwave oven. People will be dying. Rowers will be dying out there. Yeah.
Wow.
And
well, they want to take the bay. You know what they want to do?
It's a V-shaped thing, so it's the worst possible shape.
Water. Vector right to the bottom. Did you know they want to put, there's talk, I think it was Abe, they want to put the baseball venue inside the former Fukushima exclusion zone.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big sports center. There's several of them, yeah. There's a big training camp where the workers use.
Yes.
Absolutely. They're insane. I mean, in other words, I hate to use the G word, man is a genocidal maniac, you know? And he knows baseball. How many countries play baseball?
Oh.
United States?
Yeah.
Right? Taiwan? Canada?
Half a dozen.
A little bit in Australia, not much. You know, there's not a lot of countries that play baseball.
No.
What better thing than to microwave the American national sports? Kill the best players in America.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
This is a huge achievement, you know?
Yeah.
This is a huge achievement. Yeah, I mean, I don't think any world leader in history is as devious and diabolical.
See, what people don't understand, Yoshi,
I've been warning people all along. I've been warning people that I've known him from the subway gassing. He was involved. He's involved weapons. I told everybody. I've been fighting with this guy more than 25 years. He's one of the criminals we should have put away, but there were so many other bigger guys than him that bigger fish that we had to put away, and they were fighting back tooth and nail. My boss was murdered there in Tokyo. So he was a fish that got away, and he's grown up to be quite a big whale himself.
He's
vicious. These are genocide. These are people with genocide in their mind. You know?
Do people understand that there are a lot of Japanese who still harbor hatred toward the U.S.? Do Americans
understand that?
Yeah, but Americans. Americans don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
We don't use the word fascist lightly in Japan. When Japanese people said this guy's a fascist, we mean it. I mean, he's over-the-top crazy militarist, wants to kill every American and Chinese and Filipino in sight. Yeah?
Right.
I mean, these are maniacs. You know? They are the Night of the Living Dead zombie maniacs. Yeah? And they're proud of it. You know, they're proud of it. They're not ashamed of it. They're darn proud of it. That's why Abe is so bold. He's going to come up and challenge Trump, and then he's going to pull the plunger. You know, you understand? He's going to go up and say, "Well, I warned Trump." See, at first he'll say, "Well, Trump sort of nodded," but later he'll say, "I warned Trump, and Trump didn't listen to me, and America is a bunch of sick, few handful of survivors. There's nothing left." Yeah.
There's so much radioactivity piling up on the west coast of the U.S., and it has been for 5.5 years almost. I can't even imagine the concentrations of it. It used to be in cells and areas, but now it's got to be everywhere. Just got to be.
Oh, absolutely. Dogs and cats are dying like flies.
Where are you reading that?
No doubt about it. People. All over. I have friends there. All their pets are dead. Yeah. All the pets have died. You know, it's, pets are dying off like crazy.
Yeah, I didn't now see why I didn't hear this. If you run across a news story,
there's no more rabbits left on the golf courses, so the coyotes are attacking dogs. All the rabbits are dead.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Even the crows are diminishing. No, they're tough survivors. They're diminishing.
If anyone listening,
you know, I dread going back to California. I just dread going back there. It's like a killing field. Yeah, and people are in denial. You know, they know what's going on, but they're in denial.
Oh,
you know, California.
Yeah, of course. They want to secede now. You see that? They, because of Trump,
well,
they want to secede along with Oregon. Where are they going to go? They're going to go west, young man, right?
The Clinton brainwashing campaign, It's amazing what she did. Yeah?
It is.
It's one of the biggest mind control exercises you'll ever see.
It's
true. She had a bunch of experts in there with her, you know, from all those weird programs.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are brainwashed. I mean, they're completely mind controlled. You know, they don't know what they're doing. They've lost all reason. They're running around amok. They're running amok. It's not a political movement, you know? It's a bunch of zombies running amok. Night of the Living Dead. That's what is puzzling the people in the Trump movement. They can't figure it out. Yeah? Right?
Well, there's no logic. There's no, you can't apply logic to it and come away with anything. No.
You can't argue with these people. They're running around like crazy, going, you know, just, they're just nuts. Yeah, it's a mass hysteria induced by this intensive propaganda.
It's almost like
went to these meetings and things like that. They've been really put under. Yeah.
A lot of them act like they're suffering incipient dementia. Something's going on.
They even admit that. Yeah. You know, they feel like, you know, I think Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus said something like this. You know, they feel like they've gone nuts. You know, they can't handle it anymore. You know, their heads are blowing apart. Yeah. So,
well, we know what's causing that. See, no, we know what's causing that. And it's just not going to... No one's going to do anything, Yoshi. I'm telling you. It's sad. All we can do is what we're doing and hope that the people listening get it and take steps to protect themselves. And that bio superfood that I have at the top of the homepage up there, look for that banner. That is the only thing on the planet that has been proven to help you deal with radioactive exposure. It's not a joke, and they're wonderful sponsors. I take it every day, have for six years almost. Please take it. Please go look at it. Read it. Bio superfood.
We know that from nature. We know that from nature.
It works.
The algae.
Dr. Kiriak was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
It's out of your flesh. It's out of your body. You know, your
That's
fluid.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
powerful. The bioaccumulates the radioactivity and take it out of your body.
Exactly.
That's known. So,
that's the only thing.
Like
Today we get a story that I guess the Ukrainians are doing it. I don't know who's doing it, but they built an enormous new cover for the blown reactor at Chernobyl. And they're moving this new cover over the top of the blown reactor. I don't know what they think they're going to do with it, but they're at least trying to do something.
Well, they just have to contain the fallout. You know, it's pretty serious in Europe. You know,
so. What are they doing in... What have they done in Fukushima?
Japan, they took the cover off of number one because they're trying
they
to
open it right up. They opened it up, and they've done nothing. They built an ice wall.
Well, no, the thing is, they got away with dumping their nuclear garbage in the NRC below New Zealand. They care less about New Zealand. You know, they'll just sacrifice New Zealand.
So this is what the whaling fleets are making their money by doing now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, you know, because I try to avoid racism at all costs, but they look at New Zealand, Australia, a bunch of white people, you know, on the other side of the war.
Yeah.
On the other side, just send the nucleotides out and kill them all, you know. I mean, this is, you know, it is cruel. It is hard. It's a hard thing to accept that your own people think like this, you know, or some of them do.
Yes.
Yeah, but all the more that, you know, someone like me speaks out against them, you know, because it's impolite for any white person to say such things. And I say such things about all minorities, you know. Quit this carping about Trump, you know. I mean, you had your shot. I'm really kind of disgusted that the Asians in America who are in the political, you know, voting in political, 98% of them went with Clinton. I said, this is
I don't get that. No, the Asian mind is supposed to be the most intelligent mind per capita on the planet.
Fools.
Yeah, well, where's common sense?
Japan,
where's wisdom?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're
just
common sense. They might be smart, but they got no common sense.
No, no wisdom. None.
Japan.
No.
No. None. So I said, you know, well, first time in my life, I'm a 2%er. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Come on, folks. Wake up. Wake up, folks. Jeez. You know?
What happens, you know? Yoshi, the great tragedy of Japan, I mean, I look at their young people, young men, young women. And they're all going to die. And there used to be Asian dating services. And I was thinking, how many Asian girls just tried to get out of there, out of Japan, out of Cambodia, out of Vietnam, whatever, just to get out of Taiwan?
Many don't, because they got parents. As long as their parents are alive,
they won't leave them.
If their parents die, they can leave. Yeah, they won't leave their parents. The parents say, you have to stay here because this is our home. I want
to
die here.
That's
grandma will take her daughter with her. She's going to take the grandchild with her, and that's going to be the end of the family. This is like myopia, you know. It's like I say, there's no common sense. Okay, there's only these traditional values. There's a lot of what do you call it? Learning for examination.
Well, it's just they're stuck in the past.
To look across the street and realize the end is here. Yeah?
They're stuck in the past. I don't know. You have been singular in speaking to this, bringing it out. No one else is doing this, and it's a damn shame that you're not being published all over Japan, at least giving the people an opportunity to get the truth, but they don't have it.
Well, quietly, they'll say, you're right. Yeah, you're right, quietly.
Oh,
of course.
No
one's going to shout out on the street, yeah, this guy's right, let's go out and protest. You know, that's over.
No.
What can you do? You know?
Well, we got the Olympics coming, Yoshi. Don't worry. Be happy. The Olympics are coming. Don't worry. No.
I know what's happening. The Japanese really don't like that idea at all. They just hate the Olympics. So that's one good thing.
At least
there's resistance to the Olympics.
Yeah. All right, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
What a world.
Whatever you do, if you're a baseball player, don't let your national sport be destroyed in Fukushima. That would be an atrocity. For the United States. That would be the shame. I mean, that would be just shameful. And Donald Trump, he wears a baseball cap, right?
He
does. He's got to understand. That would be the ultimate shame for America.
Well, we need to I hope that they read the article that you sent. I put that article on the Trump board. It's up on mine. And thank you for writing. Keep writing, and I'll keep pushing it at him.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. He can make a big political issue out of this.
Well, we wish him luck.
Yeah.
He needs the luck. We wish him luck, and he needs it.
Indeed.
And he's being nice now, but let's see him. I can't wait to see him get tough, actually.
Well, let's hope.
The world needs some tough. It's tough love, right? If he loves humanity, get tough on the foolishness of humanity. You got to get tough. Tough
Amen.
Love.
That's Amen. The you got it. All right. Okay, Yoshi. Talk to you next time.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Yoshi is... truly a treasure of a human being. He's amazing. As you know. All right? Okay, that's our Monday program for you. Gad, I've got to stitch something together for tomorrow night. It's been so crazy. We'll see. Be here tomorrow, hopefully. Looks like Jim Kerwin will be here. Gordon Duff will be here. And the first hour, I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. So talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.